Continues the Gemara Daf Samach Vav Omer Aleph, the last line. Mosroi lemisha malichoi. The moise the sarah mishtaleach to the person that took it hamid bora. Zog the Gemara Ton Rabbonon ish. It says in the pasuk v'shilach biad ishi hamid bora. So we dash in the words in the pasuk. Zog the Gemara Ton Rabbonon ish lahachshires hazor, meaning that it doesn't have to be dafka the koyin. It could even be as Israel that can be the one that's v'shilach ish iti to take it out to the midbar. Iti vidash and zokti gemara samach vavam bebeis shehei mezumen, that he has to be someone that was already prepped the day before. Zokdrashi muchon lekach meetmol. Iti vidash and vaafilu b'shabbes. That means no matter what, even if Yom Kippur falls on the Shabbos, you take it out hamid bora. Iti vidash and vaafilu b'tuma. Even b'tuma, you take it out too. That means if the person that takes out the soyer mishtalech is tomei, he can go into the Azara to take the Sawyer, even though he's Betuma. Now, even though the Veldfekt Akasha, that the Kohen Gadol, we know that Mizamnim Loi Kohen Acher, if he becomes Tomei. So the Avoid is not done by him. So why should the Avoid be done? Why should this part of the Avoid, Akoponim, the taking out the Sawyer Mishtalech, be done Afila Betuma? Because of Xerza Kosov, I over here, we're more Makbid by the Kohen Gadol, we have Mizumin. Someone else and it take his place. And over here, not. So it's brought down B'Shem B'Chaim, that B'Chaim said there's a difference. Over here, it's not an avoider that's on Betuma. It's only the Knesset that's on Betuma. He goes into the Azor and he takes out the Sawyer. But there's no avoider that he's done Betuma. Sawyer Mishlech is not an avoider. Masha'inkin by the Kohen Gadol, the reason why we have someone else prepped if he becomes Tomei is because it's not just entering Betuma. Entering Betuma, you can get over. We can go around that. Just like we see over here, you enter Betuma. Over there, it's not just the entering, it's the avoider that's done Betuma. It's two things, more than two things. It's the avoider itself. So Mela, that's why we say that he has a different coin that takes his place.
Zok the Gemara weiter, it says, Ish lahachshir sazor, that a non-coin is kosher for the Maisa Shiluach. Zok Gemara Pshita, Lachare, why should it not be done through a zor? Why would you need a coin? Coin, Zok the Gemara Mauritem, you might think, after all, it says in the parasha, Yomat Chaylef Ne'Hashem Lechaper Olav. So because it says the Lashon of Kapara, it's stolen the Kapara, and the rest of the Avoida is done by the Kohen, like all the Kapara. So Kamashulon, that know that he saw his kosher for the Shiluach. And they say B'Shem Ebchaim, that that's good for the Kamashulon, the Gemara. The Gemara's Hamina was that the Sorei Mishtalech is a shame carbon. So Mela would be, the Hamina was that it's possible bizarre. Kamashulon, that after the Vidui, it's Poka the shame carbon. And all you left now is the Maisa Shiluach. For the Maisa Shiluach, Yitaka can have a Zor that does it.
Zok the Gemara Iti Vafilu B'Shabbos. That means this man of doing it is even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. L'mayichso, what's enough kamina? Zok Rashi, ma chil Shabbos yesh shehutzach latiroi. Where's there a chil Shabbos? Meaning in the halicha. Avada in the throwing it down the tzoik, there's a chil Shabbos because the tilz is shoma. But we're talking about the etzem halicha. Why do you have to have a pasuk to tell me that it's muta even b'Shabbos? Ma chil Shabbos yesh shehutzach latiroi. Im shum tchumin, but tchumin is the rabbanon. Trabana ba'almaninu. She goes alayim la'achman teira. So where's there a chil Shabbos deraisa? Zok Gemara l'mayichso, omer avsheishes loymar shim hoyer choyla. Meaning, if the animal was ill, so then it can't walk, so makive al ksefoy. You can carry it, you don't have to worry about the issa itza. And that's that the Xerza Kosov says that the chil Shabbos of itza is muta. In this instance, because this is the avoided that has to be done to be taken out the tzoik. Now, we're not talking about the animal as mamash achoyla, so much such achoyla, but then he wouldn't be kosher for the agrola, it's a mum. So we're talking about that it's enough for chayla, meaning that he can't make the walk, the trek of going all the way to the Azazel to be thrown off the cliff. So makivak sefer. Zok demal command the loik Reb Nosson. This is not like Reb Nosson. The Reb Nosson hama chaynos es atzmoi. If chaynos es atzmoi, if a living person carries itself, so then you don't have to come on to the din that you mechal Shabbos. It's not considered that you're carrying him. He's nois es atzmoi. You're not chay for itzo. So the mailo, it's not like Reb Nosson. Zok demal no. Afilu teima, it can go like Reb Nosson. Chola is shiny, meaning just like the Gemara says by kofus, when the animal is pushing down, so then it's considered that you're carrying him. You don't say chayno, he says that's my. So we're also chola is like kofus, and chola is shiny. Zok tibitvo, chola is like kofus, so chola is shiny. Over here, Reb Nosson would agree that you don't say chayno, he says that's my.
Zok the Gemara, Omar Rafrom Zoyis Ameres. From here, we can deduce that erev oitzol is Shabbos, vein erev oitzol yom kippurim. That Yom Kippur is not as chomer as Shabbos when it comes to the Issa Itzah. Because after all,
Where do we need to be matted exes akosuv? They allow to take it even on Shabbos. It says, Chal Yom Kippurim liyos b'Shabbos. So then we say that afilu b'Shabbos, itiv afilu b'Shabbos. Why do we say dafka b'Shabbos? What about Yom Kippur not on Shabbos? If there's an Issa Hoitzo, so then you have to have exes akosuv for Yom Kippur on a weekday too. Vice is on the weekday in Yom Kippur, there is no Issa Hoitzo. And there's only an Issa Hoitzo on Shabbos. So itiv afilu b'Shabbos, only on Yom Kippur that falls on the Shabbos, you need exes akosuv for. But for Yom Kippur in the weekday, there is no Issa Hoitzo. That's Rafam's Chiddush. And Tosef right away points out that we say in the Gemara in Kisses, the Tosef on the top, Amrinu fe'akamek omolobi Kisses, the Rafram bedusihi, that Rafram is not correct. And it's a bedusa. So we slog up Rafram. But Rafram's din is, ishita is, that there's no Issa Hoitzo on Yom Kippur. Meaning there's no Erev either, because the whole reason of Erev Chatzeres is only Exera otu shus yochet shus rabim. So if there's no Issa Hoitzo, there's no din of Erev. But that's what it means, ein Erev Hoitzo Yom Kippurim. Zog di gemore iti vafila betuma. Lemai hilcha, so what's that relevant? Om Rav Sheshes loy mashem nitma mishalchoi. Nichnas tome lazove mishalchoi. If the mishaleach became tomei. So we don't say that the Kohen Gadol brings it outside, but rather the mishaleach goes inside to the Azor, even betuma. Like we said, that it's taka, the shiluach is doicha, the isa tuma, to enter. I, the Kohen Gadol, we're not matche the avoida, because over there it's not just entering, over there it's the avoida. Here he's not doing avoida, he's just going in. So if we're going in, we taka say that afilu betuma, he's nichnas. Now the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring it out to him, so that, like Rashi says, nichnas tomel azorah shakoyin moisra l'sham, the Kohen brings it, gives it to him inside, and doesn't bring it to him outside, that would evade the whole problem of entering betuma, is because it's a din that the mashaleach has to be the ishiti, the one that's mezuman. If the Kohen himself is going to bring it out, then he's a chelik of the mashaleach. And it can't be that the mashaleach is somebody that's a mezuman. So mele, that's why the mezuman, the ishiti bidavka, goes in and gets it from inside. The Shiti Mugbetz in Krisa says that it says in the Pasuk that Yom at Chai, and then it says at the end of the Pasuk, Lefin Hashem, Lechaper, all of the shaleach. So we built, there's a din of the shiluach is totally in the Yom at Chai, so the mashaleach has to come to the place of the Yom HaTchai. So that's where he has to enter, and it can't be that the Kohen brings it out to him. Now there's a gewaltige kasha in this whole sugya. The Gvura Sari asks, that why do you have to come on to a posik, iti, vafilu b'shabes, that we say, that im cholo, makiv al ksefoi, l'chor, if the whole shiluach is nama'akiv, how's the doich Shabbos? The whole shiluach is nama'akiv, the agrol is ma'akiv, but the shiluach is nama'akiv, so if it's nama'akiv b'chlal, so then why would you be doich Shabbos for it? What's the pshat? Zok de Gvura Sari Gavaldige Teretz. He says that we bald the two Seirim and Ma'akvim Zeh Zeh, and you need the Sarim Shaleach for the Sarim Lashem. So Mele, because they're Ma'akv Zeh Zeh, so Mele, it's considered like one goof. And just like the Shechita, the Sarim Lashem, is Doicha Shabbos, so that Maisa Tchia helps for the Mishtaleach also. So we bald it helps for the Mishtaleach, so Mele, you do it Afila B'Shabbos and you carry him. Because there's a Maisa Tchia that we find in this goof echot called the Sarim Lashem, that is Shechit him, so that Tchia of Shabbos is who had been on the Azazel, and Mele, you carry it Afila B'Shabbos. Zog de Gemara Sholos Rabbi Eliezer, Cholo Ma'ushia Kivu Al Ksefoi. This question that we just said before, could you carry the animal or not? Omalahem, so Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is going to say, did not want to answer anything that he did not hear from his own Rebbeim. So he answered him by not answering the question. He ignored the question. So he told him back, Omalahem, yochal hu lahakiv aniva atem. The animal can carry me and you. He evaded the question. Zog the Gemara, likewise, cholam eshalchoy ma'ushi eshchena bi'alacher. If the meshalech became ill, could you have someone else do the ma'isi shluach? There wasn't iti, there wasn't mezuman. Omalahem, eh b'sholam aniva atem. Meaning, even when the shlech becomes ill, he doesn't need us to replace him. We are b'sholem. So what are you asking these questions? He basically evaded this question. Zog the Gemara, he continued asking him, dochfoy, if they pushed him off the tzoik, v'loi meis, and the sorry did not die, mahu, she'ered achav yimiseno, do you have to now go and kill it manually? Omer lehem, so he told him the posuk state, ken yoiv dekolevecha Hashem, meaning, there's no such thing as the animal not dying. He's broken into pieces. So, and halavai ken yoiv dekolevecha Hashem, all our enemies should be destroyed that way too. So, but again, he evaded the question. Now, in the etzim sofik de gemara, ma'u she'ered achav yimiseno, do you have to go now after it and kill it? Meaning the sofik lechari is, the din of killing it now, is that a kiyam din of a shilach, of the shiluach of the sawyer? So mele has to be done dafka by the mishaleach. by the one that took him? Or no, it's a skyim the din of the mitzvah shiluach already. Now there's a new din of killing it, so that can be done through someone else also. Now the Gemara says, even though we ignored all these questions, you're allowed to carry it. Why? And even according to Nosson, they say chay noses atzmoi chola shiny because the Gzeres HaKosov says derech Shabbos. And chola mishalchoi yishlechen obiyad acher. If the mishalech became sick, then you can have someone else do it, even if it wasn't appointed beforehand. Doch for evelim meis, if it didn't die, yered achav yimiseno. You go afterwards and you kill it. Zok di Gemara, sholu es Rabbi Eliezer. They can even ask Rabbi Eliezer different questions. Zok di Gemara, what did they ask him? Ploini ma'u lo'ilam habo. So and so, what's his chelik, what's his shir in olam habo? Omalei, so he wanted to brush off the question. Why are you asking about this person? Why not about someone else? Omalei lo shaltuni elal ploini. Why not about someone else? And likewise, they asked him, Ma'ul hatzel roya kifsa min ari. Could a roya save the kifsa on Shabbos and let's say kill that ri, so that he shouldn't devour the kifsa? Or maybe no, maybe it's his lunch and don't take it away from him. Omalem, so he told him back, Lo shaltuni elal ala kifsa. Meaning he asked me about the kifsa. So he didn't answer the question. Then they asked him again, Ma'al ha'atzel roi min ari? What about saving the roi itself, the shepherd itself from Nari? Omalehem, lo yishaltuni ala l'roya. You asked me about the roya. So he didn't answer the question again, he evaded it. Likewise, they asked him, Mamzer ma'hu li'reish? Is a mamzer yorish or not? So he told him back, maybe you're asking about ma'hu li'yabim, meaning obviously he's miyabim, eshesochiv, if there's no children. So why should the Yerusha be any different? Ma'u losed his beisoy. Bizman hazeh, are you allowed to be after chum bayis beside the bayis? Or is it nis avelis? So he told him back, ma'u losed his kivroy. Either bizman hazeh, all our homes are like kvorim. So you're asking about being sad the kaver? Or his tam told him, he said, you're asking about home. What about a kaver? Again, he avoided him. The Gemara explains why he avoided him. Loi b'nei she'efligim b'dvorim, not because his tam avoided him. He didn't have what to answer, but rather, he never answered something that he did not hear from his Rebbe directly, and these questions were not posed to his Rebbe to give an answer on. Now the Teshonim over here points out that we said Ein Erev Yitzol Yom Kippurim, that Raphim's Chiddush was, there's no din of Yitzol in Yom Kippur. There's an Issa Melocha on Yom Kippur. So he says, no, Yitzol Ein Melocha Gemura. Since we know, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hoytzah is a melacha gua, it's not a melacha gemura. So melo hachi binon kosu, we need a special pasuk. Rom breish azerik ukapriches befer kam de'erun ubreish Shabbos and Shavuos. So melo Hoytzah needs a special pasuk. So we are also ein erev Hoytzah leyom kippurim, even though there's an issa of leisatz kol melacha, but Hoytzah is taka excluded according to Rafa Makoponim. Zok di Gemara, other questions that were asked to Rabbi Eliezer and he did not answer. Sholei isha chachomes Rabbi Eliezer, a woman asked him, Me'acha shemaiseh ha'egel, shovin, since after all, any avoida, any worship to the egel is the same avera, so b'nimayin misos and shove, so why do we find different misas? We find on the one hand, we find that they were killed by the sword, it says simu yishcharboi, on the other hand, we find they were killed by the magefa, v'yoga v'shem esom, and it says, v'yizal p'nei amoyim, Vayashkas bnei Yisrael, that they drank from, like the soita, they drank from the melted eagle. So why was the misas different misas? Zok de Gemara, Omar lo, so Eliezer told the Isha, Ein chokhma le Isha ela beplach, bepelech. The chokhma ve Isha should stick to weaving. And like we find tak in the pasuk, v'cheinu oima, v'chol Isha chachmas le biyodeo tovu. By the melech zamishkim. Zok de Gemara, Legabe the oinshim of the choyter eagle, zokemol the machloikus amroim itmar Rav Levi chadoma zibeach v'kiter. If you actually bow down and worship the eagle, you oivid avodah zarah mamish, then you chayiv misa. What kind of misa? Besayif. That means you chayiv becherev. Now, even though avodah zarah is beskila, over here by the choyter eagle, it was before the Matan Torah. So there's no Dalet Mises Bezin yet. So Mele Dechayiv Misa like a Ben Noyach. The Ben Noyach is Taka Besayif. And that's what need in Besayif. Gifeif V'nishek, if let's say you hugged it, or you kissed it, so then be Misa. Then you get the Magefa. That's a Misa Ben Shemayim. And Somach Bilvovoy. If he was happy inside, his innards, even though he didn't express it outwardly, so then be Hidroiken. So then when he drinks the melted eagle, so it's hidroiken, it's an illness from the stomach, and he died from hidroiken. That's one mandoma. So there's Saif, there's the Magefer, the Misa, and there's the Droiken. V'chad Omar, Eidim v'Asra, if there's Eidim and Asra, not to worship the eagle, and there was Asra, so then B'Saif. Eidim v'loy Asra, if there's Eidim without Asra, so then B'Misa, that's a Magefer. And loy Eidim v'loy Asra, so B'Etzem, you should be not chayv at all, but you get Hedroiken, the drinking of the melted eagle, and you had the Choylem Ayim. Zog the Gemara, Omer Avida, Shifta Shalevi Loi Avada Veriz Chovim. Shevet Levi did not din Avada Zog of the Maise Egel. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayam, Oid Moishe B'Shar HaMachne. And he told them, Mila Shem Elai, and all B'nai Levi gathered to him. So we see B'nai Levi did not din and worship the Egel. Yosef Ravina V'Kom Lo Shmaitza, he said over this din, that the Levi did not worship the Egel. Eisvei, they asked B'nai Rapapa Ba'abel Ravina, they asked him, after all it says in Zayis Habracha, Ha'oy Melo Avil Ima Loichi Isiv Es Echav Loichi Es Banav Loyado, and that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about Shevet Levi. That means Lo Avil Ima Loichi Isiv Es Echav Loichi Kill Es Banav Loyado, that they killed their neighbors, their relatives, because of the Maase Egel. So we see Shevet Levi, they killed their peers, so to speak, Avil Imoi and Echav that worshipped the Maase Egel. So we see Levi worshipped. And to the Gemara, no, Aviv doesn't mean his regular father, but it means Avi Imam Yisrael. That means his grandfather, his mother's father, which is a Yisrael Taka. So then Taka, he worshipped the eagle, and the grandchild ignored the Levi, ignored the fact that it was his grandfather, because Lahikir, because he worshipped the eagle, but Avada, the grandfather was Yisrael. And Echov, likewise, is Echov Mi Imoi. That means his half-brother that was born from Yisrael, from a different father. Not from his same father as his, which is a Levi. And Bonov means B'nei Bitoy, his grandchildren through his daughter. His daughter married Yisrael. That grandchild is Taka Bonov, B'nei Bonov, Reim Kabonim. Zok, the Gemara of Kevesh Osoloi, they made a ramp because of the Bavliim that pulled out the hair, either of the sawyer or of the person taking it. And he said, leave, we don't want your averis here. Zok, the Gemara, Omer Rabba, B'chanan loy Bavliim, hoyu, they weren't Bavloim, El Alexandrim, hoyu, they were from Alexandria. Because B'nai Tzol despised the Bavlim because they weren't Oyla B'mei Ezra back to Tzol. They called people that they did not find favor in their eyes. They called them in a derogatory term like Bavliim, those that were pulling out the Seir. We weren't really Bavliim. Omel Rabbi Yossi, whose mishpacha came from Bavel, he put me at ease. I thought you were talking about my mishpacha, the Bavlim that did this. It wasn't really the Bavlim, so you might call them Bavlim. So Memela Tanuach Daitcha Shenachtes Daiti, you put me at ease. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Toil Vitzei. So the Bavlim told the Meshalech of the Sari, Toil Vitzei, leave. Zog the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Ma Shehei Tzefira Dein V'choy V'dorah Sagin. Meaning, Ma Shehei Tzefira. Why are you holding back over here and remaining over here? Why is the sorry being misakav over here? After all, v'choy v'dor sagin, the averis of the door are many, sagin, and they're on him. So leave. Don't stay over here. We don't want you over here. And that's the taich of Tzvira Dein v'choy v'dor sagin. So Rashi, ma misakav sorry zekan, v'avoynis adorim rubin vein olov. We'll stop here by the Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Vov Amud Beis.